You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Our world today has a peace problem. There is no peace. Rulers and parliaments talk about peace in our time, but as we look at our world and especially the Middle East, we see hatred and war on every hand. So, is there a solution to the world's problems, and what is that solution?
I was reading recently about one writer's insights into the Middle East situation, and we know there are almost insurmountable and insoluble problems, not only in the Middle East and in other parts of the world, but especially in the human heart.
There are many today who wield the power of the purse. They believe that therein lies the answer to our world's problems. They say that money and finance is the answer. Then there are those who wield the power of state. So, with all of the brilliant minds at work in our world, why don't we have peace in our time? And after all, we've been searching for it for a long time.
Another magazine article was headed, "Wielding the Power of the Scalpel." And that caught my attention. It wasn't written by a doctor or a surgeon. It was an article on the Middle East and the problems that proliferate there. The author stated, "Some wield the power of the purse, others the power of the state. I am privileged to wield the power of the sword of the Spirit of God, the Bible."
This author has a real ministry. And when he preaches, he sees results, just as all faithful preachers do when they preach the Word of God. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," or fall short of God's perfect standard. We are all sinners. None are perfect, and as sinners, we can't come up to God's perfect standard. Only one man did that. He is Jesus Christ, God's Son.
Yes, the Judeo-Christian Bible teaches that we have all sinned against a holy God. Of humanity, it says, "There are none who are righteous, no, not one." Now, when Jesus Christ came to earth and was born as a sinless babe, it was God's way of showing us that he loves us so much that he wants us to be with him one day when we pass from this earth.
That's why Jesus died. That's why he went to the cross. It was a sacrifice acceptable by God to pay for mankind's sin. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, faith and trust in Christ for our salvation enables us to go immediately into the presence of God when we die. The Bible says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy he has saved us."
So, as we look at the world, is peace possible? One thing is certain. We will all have to stand before a holy God and give an account of our lives. The great question of eternity is, what have you done with Jesus Christ, God's Son? Have you ignored him? Or have you received him into your heart as your Lord and Saviour?
There's a challenging song that goes like this. It's your life, you can abuse it. It's your life and you can lose it. Heaven or hell, just as you choose it. But remember, it's God's love you're throwing away. There is no greater love than the love of God. If we choose to ignore him, then we reap what we sow. Now, by faith, turn to Jesus Christ today and invite him into your heart and life. Don't put it off.
Yes, right now, today, invite Jesus Christ into your heart. Millions have, and the result has changed their lives. When you invite him in, a spiritual change takes place. The Bible says, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new."
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.